Afternoons with Aaron. It's a Tom Jones Tuesday, and Jonesy is with us live in color in the studio. Jonesy, how you doing?
Hey, great. I'm glad you texted me. I happen to be across the alley with my daughter getting her bottom braces on, so it makes for an easy stop to do our Tuesday show.
Absolutely. Now, we got to start with still a hot topic because it's just a couple days old, the Super Bowl 56. Give me your thoughts. Did you watch the entire game? Did you get a chance to watch commercials? Give me your take.
I did watch the entire game. I did not watch the commercials this year. For some reason, I was working while I was watching it. But it's kind of what we expected. It wasn't a lot of flash and fanfare to the game per se, but it was just a good football game. And what a great ending. Exciting. I kind of thought the Rams might win being on their home turf, but Cincinnati put up one heck of a fight.
I mentioned this yesterday because there were so many playoff games that were like walk-off winners. Didn't it feel weird that the game ended with the victory formation? Because we have not seen that. Like in any playoff games, you know, everything's been a walk-off field goal or a walk-off touchdown in overtime. It was so weird when Burrow threw that pass incomplete. I'm like, hey, that's just going to end the game. That's just going to be done.
Yeah, you're right. Thinking of, you know, the Vikings, where they have six games this year, five or six that ended in the last drive. And to see that, I never thought about that till right now. But, yeah, that's very true that they have a Super Bowl end like that.
There was one argument, and I did not bring this up yesterday, that there's a lot of NFL players that were chiming in on Twitter about turf versus grass. And Odell Beckham Jr., I haven't heard the latest on what happened to his knee, but that was his cleats getting caught in the turf, and he was out for the rest of the game. I have never played football. I've never did a lot of running on grass via turf, but you've done a lot of officiating. Is there a big difference when it comes to turf and grass?
You know, I would say the biggest difference, and I officiated quite a few games on the new turf at Alberley High School, that your feet definitely get sore when you've been out there. Because there's the games where I do a doubleheader, where it'll be a ninth grade game, then a JV game. So you're out there for 4 hours, and your feet are pretty sore at the end of 4 hours, I'll say that. But I do like the fact that it's much easier when it's not wet, and it obviously holds the weather a lot better.
Correct, yeah.
On the turf. I was surprised, though, Aaron, and you're right on it, that you would have a turf field in California. Is that stadium open air, I would assume?
So what I know and what I heard people talking about is it's weird. So it's got a roof, but it's still open on the sides. So they put this glass roof on top to, I guess, prevent weather, which I don't know how often it rains in sunny Los Angeles. But and I could be totally wrong, but what I've heard on other radio stations and read, it's still open on the outside because they were worried about it being very hot at the Super Bowl because it was like the mid-80s on Sunday. And if it was climate control, that would have never been a topic. So I'm assuming that there was air coming in from the outside. But, I don't think it's completely enclosed. I'm not quite sure why they have turf in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that really threw me off because that's the first game I've seen on that field. And to see that turf, I went, wow, this is Southern California. So, whatever.
I say Arizona's the one stadium where they use real grass and they wheel it out of the stadium to water it, and then they push it back in, which I don't know how many more millions of dollars that cost.
Yeah, for sure.
Halftime show. You watched that?
I did.
Your thoughts?
You know, it was – I'm 59, almost 60, so it wasn't quite my music, but yet there was – I recognized most of the songs, and – you've got some legends up there, and I think, was it Eminem? Is that it? Is that one of them? I thought that was pretty cool. I like that. And LL Cool J, I mean, he's certainly a legend in music. And for the younger generation in the 80s and 90s, they all loved it, obviously. And I see your family was dancing away, according to your Facebook
post. We were dancing, yeah.
Yeah, my kids sure loved it. My son was going nuts over it. But you can't always have your mainstream number one pop artist doing a halftime show or whatever. And you keep hearing the comparisons of the 07 Prince show at halftime, but I think it was a good halftime. It was.
Well, good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought the entire Sunday was good watching on TV. I mentioned this yesterday, but and you said you didn't see a lot of the commercials, but did you see the one with the floating QRF code at all, the floating box.
I did see that, but I didn't know what it was.
So it's from some Bitcoin website.
Because
that's the big thing now. I guess there's a lot of cryptocurrency ads.
Yes.
Which I don't know what that is.
I have no idea either. But I did see that commercial. I wonder what it was about.
So if you put your camera on it, it would take you to that website.
Okay.
And I guess it worked because the website crashed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's good advertising. Whatever they had to pay $3, $4 million for a 30-second ad, that worked.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy.
Tom Jones with us on a Tom Jones Tuesday. And Jonesy, we're going to turn the topic to baseball, which we both love so dearly. Today should have been the day that pitchers and catchers report to spring training, and we're not even close to any kind of agreement.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there. I kind of quit following the negotiations. I just kind of have to shake my head. And you've got multi-million-dollar players and multi-billionaire owners that are running this whole thing, and us as the fans are the ones that are ultimately, I think, going to suffer. And I had a streak that was broken last year of 20-some in a row home openers, and I told my buddy Brad Bierke this year, I said, I don't even know if I have an interest in going this year. It's just downtown Minneapolis is probably the best place to be at night right now, and
yep.
I think I'd rather spend my money, and you know that I like to drive along the river and go watch Class A baseball down at the Quad Cities, and it used to be in Clinton, Iowa, but they're now a collegiate wood bat league team, but yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with baseball. And you've got, I don't know the number, Aaron, you might know it, but how many free agents haven't been signed, obviously? They're just waiting for this to end. And then you've got that big window of getting those free agents all taken care of. So it's going to be a crazy time if they get it settled.
The fans get hurt, but more importantly, the people that depend on that paycheck during the summer, if you're a concession stand worker, if you sell merchandise, if you collect tickets, That's hurting a lot of people income-wise.
Oh, for sure. I mean, think of the tourism dollars. I know our buddy Neil Pierce always flies down there and goes to the games and has a season ticket and for the preseason stuff. And all that's – a lot of those people are you know, held off on buying their tickets to go down there. And for Orange County in Florida there, I'm sure they're going to be taking a big hit too.
Absolutely. I also heard that – and again, this is through Twitter and sources and everything else – but Major League Baseball is okay or prepared to have no season whatsoever.
Wow.
Which that would be just mind-blowing
if that would be
the case. Because I think baseball's popularity is in a good spot. They can't afford that, Jonesy.
No, they sure can't. And, you know, right now, too, Aaron, with the popularity of the Minnesota Wild and the success they're having, I think all of the – if they don't start getting things going – I mean, the Wild are already selling out every game and could probably sell 10,000 more tickets if they had them. But I think all of the Minnesota sports fans are going to be all on the Wild. And the Wolves, too. I mean, yeah. Look at what they're doing. This time of year, the Wolves are usually kind of a forgotten thing, but they're playing some great basketball when they're all healthy. The Wild last night, tremendous win, and those guys are so fun to watch. And I think all the focus is going to stay on those winter sports teams.
We're lucky here in Minnesota because our teams are doing well when it comes to winter sports, so we're not going, oh, we need the Twins. We need the Twins. We want the winter season to be over. So hopefully Major League Baseball will find a way to, and the Players Association will find a way to get things done. Tom Jones with us here on Kate Radio. Olympics. I know you're watching it.
Yeah.
What have you been watching over the weekend?
I love that luge. That thing, it's just so fun to watch when they're going so fast. And I watched figure skating, the long show, I think it is, or whatever it is, long program. Watch quite a few of those. Have yet to see a hockey game, unfortunately. I just haven't had the TV on at the right time when they've been on. But been following the Team USA a little bit, both the boys and the girls, having some success. And it'll be interesting to see how the teams end, or how all the countries end up when it's all said and done.
The U.S. women's team plays at 10:10 tomorrow night against Canada for the gold.
Oh, that should be exciting. Now, is that our time or is that China time?
That is Central time.
Okay,
10:10 our time.
Okay.
So if people want to stay up till midnight or so to watch that game, that's when that's going to take place, 10:10 our time. I assume NBC will carry that game.
Yeah, definitely want to watch that.
And we do want to mention before I let you go, Jonesy, a Thursday is going to be a busy night at the high school. We got basketball and wrestling going on.
Wow. I tell Paul Durbin, I said, between you and your secretaries out there, I think you are the three hardest working people this winter. The changes that have come and gone with venues and with things. I know I had it, and you know this, that the girls' basketball game has been moved to late afternoon on Thursday because they have home wrestling Thursday night. I'm officiating the ninth grade game. That's got moved out to Southwest. So, yeah, and then they've got to find people to work tables and scoreboards and all this and change everybody's time, and your three officials for the varsity game have to adjust to just one game. And it's crazy. But you know what? It's winter. We're getting through it, and I can only commend what's going on at the athletic office for all, being able to handle all these changes and, you know, getting hold of us officials, getting hold of you guys in the media, and letting the public know what's going on.
What I think is different, I mean, not different, but the way they're adjusting, and maybe it's not the best for some parents to watch sporting events, but there's been a lot of 4 o'clock and 4:30 in the afternoon varsity events. I've never seen that ever before.
No, I sure haven't either. I don't know if we ever will again after this year, but it's just crazy how things are happening. And, you know, for instance, on Saturday, we had the Red Wing boys come in for a makeup game. I had to officiate the B-Squad game, and that was actually played down at Helverson because they had a youth boys basketball tournament going on Saturday and Sunday. That got over. Then they had us down at Helverson for doing, I think I did 2 games, a JV and a B-Squad. And then at 7:30 was just a straight varsity game out at Southwest. So the JV kids played at 4:45, hopped in their cars, went out, played in the varsity. So, yeah, not only for the coaches, the fans, but the players too. It's been a big, challenging winter, no doubt.
Did you watch the varsity game on Saturday?
I did, yep.
Kind of lopsided. Red Wing beat us by a bunch, maybe by 40 or 50, if I remember.
It wasn't quite that many, but okay. Talking to Harrison before the game, went down at Helverson, and he thought they had a chance to stay in the ball game. He said Red Wing shoots a lot of threes. That was the first time we played Red Wing, because the first time we played them, it had been postponed or COVIDed out or whatever. So they weren't quite sure what to expect. But I arrived after my B game ended, and I had something to eat, and it was, I think 10 minutes gone in the first half, and we were trailing, I think it was 28-13, if I remember right, which kind of surprised me. And it just never got better. We just never seemed to get back into the ball game. Aaron, you've seen it in our broadcast. We just start out so darn slow in those games, and we fall in such a hole, it's just tough to get back into it.
Well, the score that was reported online was 85-35, but you don't think that's right?
That's not right. I don't think it was anyway. I don't remember it being that bad of a margin.
Okay. Well, we'll check with Harrison, because we have that game in Red Wing coming up a week from Monday, the 28th, when they go to, they call it, I think, the Cage over there in Red Wing. That's our outgoing music for Jonesy, like the Oscars. We're playing music to wrap things up on a Tom Jones Tuesday. It's a beautiful song there, Jonesy.
Yeah, I just put a new ringtone on my phone. So somebody's probably correcting me on something I'm saying on the radio here. But, yeah, I plan on being with you on Red Wing if I can, because I know my son will be playing a JV game, and I'm planning on going. So
that sounds good. Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday. Jonesy.
I think it's my daughter. I think her braces are on.
You got to go. Jonesy's got to go. Hey, thanks for the time. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Aaron. You bet.